Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Randy Field, CEO and chairman of Park City Group, which trades on the bulletin board. And the ticker symbol is PCYG. And the company is a developer of patented retail supply chain solutions and services. Thanks for joining us today there, Randy.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Great. Now, getting right into it, what were some of the highlights of your financial conference call a couple days ago?
Well, I think perhaps most importantly, we discussed how we had successfully completed an acquisition of a company that had been public prior to the acquisition. The name of that company was Prescient Applied Intelligence. To back up a step, Park City Group was best known in the marketplace, and our primary marketplace is supermarkets and specialty retailers, for the deep dive kinds of analytics that we would do, fundamentally focused on helping them to improve their sales and decrease both their labor and cost of goods. So we were well known in the marketplace for being very strong in terms of analytics. Prescient was a pioneer in an area that was called scan-based trading, which really was a way of helping retailers and their suppliers, in particular supermarket retailers, improve their inventory positions, reduce their out-of-stocks, increase sales, et cetera. So by combining these two businesses, we ended up with literally a unique patented platform by which we can now help retailers everywhere from the management of shelf-level out-of-stock issues all the way through deep-dive analytics, headed back up the vendor-managed inventory supply chain for the retailers and his suppliers. So it's a very, very complete offering. Financially, we had a terrific year. We'd given guidance in the last couple of quarters. We exceeded guidance on both of those as we closed out the fiscal year. The net of it was that on a pro forma basis, we were positive EBITDA compared to a small loss the prior year. And I think from a how do we feel perspective, I think we're certainly running ahead of where we expected the integration of the businesses to be. We've rationalized the product offerings now. We've aligned the management teams. And we've taken nearly $4 million a year out of the run rate of the combined businesses. So we're feeling very good about the year we're in. We indicated that we'll certainly be positive earnings per share in this current fiscal year. And our sense is that the current economic environment is one that frankly benefits us as retailers look deeper into their inventory levels and issues around their profitability. So we're feeling very, very good about both last year and the current year.
Great. And so walk us through some of your main products and, where we may be able to find them.
Wow. We actually do business with one of our products or services or another with the 10 largest retailers in the U.S. So we're in companies from Home Depot to Target, doing one thing or another. So it's a very broad platform. The kinds of things that we would do would be to help, for example, suppliers and the retailer stay in stock. That would be called vendor-managed inventory. We help retailers focus on how to improve their shelf space utilization, how to reduce their out-of-stocks and increase their sales. And then we do things that are called, for example, scan-based trading, where actually a retailer and his suppliers settle their transactions, actually decide how much payment should be made and when on the basis of our look at their point-of-sale transactions to determine what actually moved through the cash register system. So we have a very broad footprint. We do lots of things for retailers and their suppliers, all of which are geared, frankly, toward improving their profitability.
Good. And so how well positioned is the company right now to take advantage of some of the emerging trends in the market?
Well, let's discuss what those trends might be. I think the most important trend that we sense and one that we suspect is likely to persist for the next several years is that credit will not be abundantly available. I'm being sort of almost tongue-in-cheek about that. We anticipate that in spite of interest rates, the credit availability is going to be limited. So that means everyone is watching their credit lines, everyone is watching their inventory levels, and in that context, everyone is trying to maximize their sales against a credit constraint. Let me describe what can happen to a retailer, and that it's an adverse effect of the credit environment and one that we help him overcome. Often, if a retailer needs to lean out his inventories because of credit conditions, the result of leaning out his inventories is that from a consumer perspective, when a consumer goes into his stores, he's going to see fewer items on the shelf. In other words, more frequent out of stocks, and that results in lost sales. With our help, services, and technology, retailers are able to lean out their inventories and at the same time make sure that the product that they have and where their inventory investment is in products that are selling at the highest velocity and that the shelves stay stocked and that sales actually go up. So we think that the current environment and that trend is to watch inventories very carefully, have much deeper analysis in terms of what things to carry and what things not to carry, and that's exactly the kind of service that we offer. So from our perspective, the current economic environment is a very good one.
Great. And what are some of the things that makes Park City Group unique from some of the other players in your sector? I mean, I guess it's a pretty niche market.
Well, I think there's a variety of things that would cause an investor to look at us, and I think therefore makes us, I'm going to say, attractive from a investment perspective. I think the first, most important, is that we are now a company that has a very high percentage of its revenues as recurring revenue, so that unlike, for example, a typical software company selling licenses primarily, we are in the business of subscriptions. So our revenues are actually quite predictable and recurring. That gives quite a bit of visibility to an investor. Secondly, we are actually the only company in the world that does scan-based trading on this third-party basis. So this is, in fact, a unique service offering that we have, and we have a very broad footprint at the same time that it is unique. I think if one were to look at our customer list, it is, as I say, some of the very top names in retailing in the United States and abroad, and the suppliers that we work with are also household names. So we have a really, truly marquee customer list. I already mentioned the fact that we are a beneficiary of the current economic environment, so that our business is doing well in the context of that environment. We are, in fact, adding new retailers at a rate that's more rapid than any time in the last several years. And we have a high degree of patent protection so that competitively, at least the next several years for us, looks very, very good. I think those would be the five reasons that an investor ought to at least give us a look and do his due diligence.
Good answer, Andy. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management team.
Almost all of us in the board come out of either retail or the consumer packaged goods industry as suppliers to retail. We're all very experienced in how retailers think and do business. My own background was that my wife and I did a business called Mrs. Fields Cookies, a retail business a number of years ago. We sold that in the early 90s. And this was actually the technology that we used in the context of managing and growing Mrs. Fields. So we are ourselves experienced as retailers.
Great. And so what are some of the goals that the team has set here for Park City Group moving into the next 12 months?
Well, now that the integration of the businesses is behind us to a very large extent, the next year is really about an aggressive addition to our sales organization, which has now been done with the purpose of adding significantly to the number of retailers, we call them hubs, retail hubs, that are the central growth focus of the business. So this next 12 months, we expect to see a significant number of new hubs added, and we see that as being a critical element of our growth strategy. As we go out of the current fiscal year, which we think we'll see both revenue and very substantial bottom line growth year over year, we would expect that we'll begin a more aggressive approach to the supplier market, and that the next several years should see very substantial growth for our shareholders.
So will some of that growth come from M&A, and if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for from M&A activities?
At this point, we're really not banking at all on any M&A activity to move the business forward. There may, in fact, be one or two relatively small acquisitions that we do along the way that either bring us the right customer list or, in its alternative, extend the product offering a bit. But the bulk of the growth that we see going forward is, in fact, organic.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the general message and direction of the company?
Well, that's a question probably best not asked of me, but the investing community. We're certainly trying to communicate as best we can what the story is. I'm not sure we've done as good a job at that as I'd like, certainly. We are doing more communication with the investment community, and I suspect as time goes on, we will hone our message a bit, and I think that investors hopefully will be pleased with the outcome of that.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Randy Fields, CEO and chairman of Park City Group, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol, once again, is PCYG, and is currently trading at $2.75 a share. So before we conclude, Randy, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Park City Group as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think first and foremost is the fact that we have a predictable, relatively predictable revenue stream because it is recurring revenue. I think the fact that it is patented and unique, there is no one else in the world that offers this concept of scan-based trading on this third-party basis the way we do it. We have an extremely strong management team. I would encourage anyone to look at our public filings and see the board of directors and the management team. God knows that I am proud of them. I think at the end of the day, our customer list speaks volumes about how well we are thought of in the marketplace. So I think all of those factors together make us certainly worthy of a look, and that hopefully investor will do significant due diligence, and that at the conclusion of that, will find us an opportunity.
Well, great, and we certainly look forward to continue to track the company's future growth and progress, as well as report on some of your upcoming projects here, and certainly look forward to that. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
One, thanks very much.